Welcome to Worship on the Way to Work, a podcast about connecting with God in our workplaces. My name is Cara Martin. I'm a lecturer, speaker, and author of the Worship books.
And my name is Stephen Fields, Senior Pastor of Canterbury Baptist Church in Melbourne, Australia. Whatever work you do, whatever work means to you, let's take this moment to remind ourselves that God is with us. We are here to worship God, the God who is revealed to us in Jesus and the God who has sent His Holy Spirit to us so the life of God might flow from us. We start this day humbly, acknowledging that our thoughts, words, and actions have not always been a true reflection of the light and life of God in our workplaces. And we start this day with hope, because God's mercy is new every morning and God promises us grace for each new day.
Let's start by acknowledging God's presence. Thank you, God, Creator of the world, that you have gifted us with your Holy Spirit. Help us today not to rely on our strength, but to look to you to guide our actions and thoughts. Amen. Today, as we prepare to start our working week, let's hear the words of Psalm 67. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make His face shine on us, so that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you rule the peoples with equity and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. The land yields its harvest. God, our God, blesses us. May God bless us still, so that all the ends of the earth will fear Him.
Our Bible reading for today is from the book of Ruth, chapter 2, verses 8 to 12, about the Moabite Ruth, who followed her mother-in-law Naomi back to the land of Judah and worked hard to feed her. Hear the word of the Lord. So Boaz said to Ruth, "My daughter, listen to me. Don't go and glean in another field and don't go away from here. Stay here with the women who work for me. Watch the field where the men are harvesting and follow along after the women. I've told the men not to lay a hand on you. And whenever you are thirsty, go and get a drink from the water jars the men have filled." At this she bowed down with her face to the ground. She asked him, "Why have I found such favor in your eyes that you notice me, a foreigner?" Boaz replied, "I've been told all about what you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, how you left your father and mother and your homeland and came to live with a people you did not know before. May the Lord repay you for what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge."
The pandemic for many was an opportunity for a reset in the way that we see our work. Prior to COVID, Derek Thompson, writing in The Atlantic, warned that work had become a new religion for many people. While historically our sense of meaning and purpose flowed from our religious faith, now work was seen as a place where we can discover our identity, transcendence, and community. Thompson warned against this move to make work our God. While Christians worship a God who is good, the output of work is rarely all good. As he says, making work, quote, "the centerpiece of one's life is to place one's esteem in the mercurial hands of the market. To be a workist is to worship a God with firing power." Since the pandemic, we have seen a movement to reject workism through the phenomenon of quiet quitting, with people working to set boundaries around their work. In a recent study, Australians were much more likely than the global average to take such an attitude to work. Both these attitudes, making an idol of our work or being tempted to be idle at work, I think are problematic for Christians. Our work, paid and unpaid, is an important part of how God has made us. It finds its rightful place when we align our loves with God at the centre, and when we see work as a gift from a good God and the means of continuing God's work of repairing and renewing the earth. My good friend Gustavo Santos was born into a working class family. He now studies and teaches faith and work theology, and often reflects on how his father saw his work as simply a job well done, as service, as a means of providing for his family. He sees parallels with the story of Ruth in the Bible, a poor immigrant woman seeking to work to glean enough food for her mother-in-law Naomi and herself, and who ends up named in the genealogy of Jesus. Gustavo writes in an article in Comment magazine, "Ruth's story tells us that God is always working through us, even if we don't realize it. At the end of the story, God redeems his people through the faithfulness of two women living in an obscure corner of the world. The lineage of David is established, and the providence of God takes another step as daily, wise, diligent work is undertaken by one pair of hands in an interconnected web of thousands. All your work finds meaning in the gospel."
Let's come to God in prayer. Wherever you are in this moment, whether on public transport or in your car or at your workplace, quiet your mind and focus your heart. And let's pray. All your work finds meaning in the gospel. How do you see your work? Are you tempted to make it your idol? Or are you tempted to quietly quit doing the least work necessary? Why don't you share your thoughts with God? What difference does it make to place God at the center and see your work as an opportunity to serve, with God using your work for his purposes? Now imagine God is with you right now. Maybe imagine God seated next to you asking, "So, how's your week looking? What do you want to tell God about your working week ahead, and particularly any new insights from Ruth?" Dearest Lord, We acknowledge that it is easy for our work to become the central activity of our lives. It is easy to get our sense of self-esteem from how our work is commended or how much we are paid. It is easy to work hard for ourselves to boost our career. Please help us to realign our loves with love for you at the center of all we do. And then again, sometimes we can switch off while at work and do the least necessary. Help us to be inspired by Ruth, who humbly worked hard as a sacrifice to honor you and her family. May we follow her model of daily, wise, diligent work, knowing that ours are but one pair of hands in an interconnected web of thousands being used by you, Lord. Amen.
Try and become more conscious of your attitude towards your work this week. Have you made your work desk your altar or your tools sacred vessels? Or have you been tempted to switch off while at work to see it as a necessary evil? Observe the way you talk about your work to others in the workplace or outside it. Ask God to help you realign your thinking about work so that it serves him and others. We have heard the word of the Lord. We have been reminded that all our work finds meaning in the gospel. We have come before God in prayer, bringing ourselves and our workplaces before him. So now it's time to go to work. Go into your day confident that the presence of God is with you.
Thank you for listening to Worship on the Way to Work. If you'd like to meet Kara and Stephen and be part of a community of people seeking to connect with God in their working lives, join the Worship on the Way to Work group on Facebook or LinkedIn. Links are in the show notes. If you know someone who would benefit from listening to this episode, please share it with them now. Offer your support and show your appreciation for what you have received today, you can give at the details in the show notes. Now for the benediction. As you enter your working day, may the light and the life of God's Spirit dwell richly with you. May he guide you through this day, protect you from all that might bring you harm, and may you know God's peace. And remember, all your work finds meaning in the gospel.